Connecticut has voted for the Democratic candidate in the last 7 presidential elections, but in fact, the electoral map of Connecticut is solidly purple. More than half of towns voted for Donald Trump in 2016. In the first of a 2-part series, Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky brings us the voices of voters from the state's red towns who plan to cast their ballots for Donald Trump again.
The day after the 2016 presidential election, David Nastri, like many, couldn't believe it. His candidate had won. Then he ran into one of his friends. She was crying, and she was in disbelief that that many Americans had chosen Donald Trump.
And I said, you know, what do you think of me? And she said, oh, I love you. You're awesome. And I said, I voted for him. How could you do that? She said. And I said, it's a big country. He's not going to break it. I think that has been borne out. He didn't break it. He's improved a lot of it.
Nastri lives in Cheshire and works as a financial advisor in Waterbury, 2 blue towns in the generally red region of the Naugatuck River Valley. And he's confident he'll be casting his vote for the next president of the United States.
I think his prospects are very good. I would not be surprised if the Republicans do a sweep.
Nastri's used to being around Democrats. He grew up in a family of them. He even knows Senator Chris Murphy personally. He's a nice guy, Nastri says, and that's why he votes for him. But throughout the course of his education, studying economics, serving in the army, and attending law school, Nastri found he aligned with the GOP better. But all of politics turns him off these days. He can find a lot to criticize about the president, and all politicians, he believes, are more interested in power than policy.
But I also think we are seeing some of the worst parts of people. I think certainly the majority of the worst parts I'm seeing are on the Democrat side. There's been a sense of desperation for almost 4 years now.
Liz Normand doesn't like the narrative out there about her party.
The Democrats think that Republicans are at fault for everything. You know, that we're not all Black Lives Matter supporters. Well, yeah, we are. I agree in equal justice.
Normand is a nurse and lectures on nursing. She's from Deep Red Prospect. 66% of voters there chose Trump in 2016. She loves her small town. Her community has held little block parties since the pandemic began, a circle of neighbors in lawn chairs who share her view of the president. And it seems a lot of people in town agree.
To see a Trump flag on a pickup truck driving in the center of town just like warms my heart. I love it. American flag on one side and a Trump flag on the other, and everybody's beeping and waving.
She admits that small town life keeps her shielded from certain things.
We're not racist. I think we're ignorant because we come from a small town. We don't see how the big cities are struggling. I mean, Waterbury is, you know, 5 minutes away, and that's a hard town for me to go to now because there's so many diverse things going on, good and bad. I don't feel like I'm part of that community anymore.
The first debate and the president's coronavirus infection were low points for her and her friends. She worries he was too reckless with his own illness.
He is portraying that this is not a big deal, and it, to people that have lost family members, it is a big deal. And 200,000, I hate to say it, is not a lot, but it's a lot to people that have lost people.
The Bloc Party group tries to keep the conversation away from the election these days. I asked Normand if she sensed any doubt in the others.
I have a feeling a lot of people are going to vote with their hearts rather than with their heads. And I mean, Joe Biden is a nice guy and Trump isn't. However, if you look at what's happened over the past 4 years, I'm really happy with my life.
For her and many other Trump voters in Connecticut, re-electing an incumbent president could protect her version of the American dream, her circle of friends in lawn chairs, and a life, she says, that's been pretty good for the last 4 years. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.